Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
Absolutely. You thought you were dreaming. We're still here. We're back. Is it still January? No, it's March. What happened to February? We weren't on the air. TCU basketball preempted us all that time. Good afternoon and welcome. We're talking gardening again. What a perfect day for it. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful out there. Mike Bass running the boards, answering the phones. We have live phone lines on Happy Texas Independence Day, by the way. Let me be the about 400th person to welcome you to that. Oh, I'm not? Nobody else? Well, I have now. So give us a call, 888-787-KLIF. And Mike Bass will answer that phone and say, hello, Neil Sperry's program. Is that what you say, Mike? No. Maybe. Yeah, sure, why not? Could you sound a little less enthusiastic? 888-787-5543. Let's get him jazzed up a little bit here. 888-787-5543. I don't know what you did in your time off. Probably listened to TCU basketball. I did. I enjoyed listening to them. They're doing well. And a lot of good high school games going on right now. You know, my wife and I earlier this week went to see our grandson Joseph perform. Well, it was a pre-UIL warm-up in McKinney for his middle school. In the band competition, they will be performing UIL competitions this week. And he was in the second band to perform. There are five middle schools in McKinney, ISD. And we got there in time to hear the first, and that was Faubion Middle School. Oh, my goodness. They were the kids who, they just always do beautifully at Faubion Middle School. It is just renowned for its fine arts. And then Joseph's band came in and they did beautifully. We sat there through the third one, Cockrell Middle School, and they filled the stage at the Performing Arts Center. And we had to run an errand up to Serenity High. And as we were leaving, I said, you know what, Lynn, I think we can get back before the last two. Do you want to go back? We can eat after that. I would. And so we heard all five. You can't beat the UIL competitions of all kinds in the public schools in Texas. Lynn's on school board in McKinney, and we really support the fine arts and the other UIL competitions, the sports and all the other things. It's a great state. We have some great schools, so hallelujah. We are here to talk about gardening, though, not about schools. And so let's get it underway. You give Mike the call, and he'll get you screened, and we'll be ready to go on the air. We can also, in between, talk about some things that I know are important at this time of year. But the number is 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. Call now. Our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week today is Bentley. Bentley is a charismatic 6.5-year-old boxer mix who is ready to steal your heart. He's a 60-pound bundle of joy, not just a dog. He's a tail-wagging, affectionate companion waiting to bring endless love into your life. Bentley's warm and friendly demeanor makes him the perfect addition to any loving home. His waggiest tail is a testament to his boundless joy and enthusiasm for life. With a beautiful short, shiny brindle coat, Bentley is not only a sight to behold, but also a testament to the unique charm that defines him. One of Bentley's standout qualities is his love for socializing. Whether it's with humans or his furry friends, Bentley is the life of the party. His playful nature and amicable personality make him an ideal companion for families or individuals. Bentley is not just about receiving affection, he's a pro at giving it as well. Bentley loves to shower his humans with attention, creating an unbreakable bond that will make every day brighter. As with all pups, it's best to bring any two- and four-legged siblings to meet and greet prior to adoption. Like all pets at the SPCA of Texas, Bentley has been neutered, microchipped, and has had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. He's waiting for his new forever family at the SPCA of Texas Dallas Animal Care Center, so you are welcome to stop by right now, any day, between noon and 6 p.m. to meet him, but get by soon. To learn more about how you can give a gift to the animals, visit SPCA.org and click on Donate. Adopt your lucky charm from the SPCA of Texas $17 adoptions for all adult dogs weighing 50 pounds or more, Friday, March 1 through Sunday, March 17 of this year. Animals are available for adoption at both SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive, and the Ellis County Animal Care Center, 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. This is Bentley. Let's get him adopted. Let's get him adopted today. Be better for the both of you. And that's sponsored today by Advanced Foundation Repair. Leaders in the foundation repair industry, give them a call. The home inspection's absolutely free. And they'll tell you if you have any foundation problems, what they are, where they are, and what it would take to, what they would need to do to correct those problems. Better to have it done sooner than later, before the damage gets any more severe, and before they get into their summer crush time. Better to have them come out right now. And they can identify problems even though it's still in the moist season of the year. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, my advertiser of 27 years. 214-333-0003. They have pioneered so many different innovations within the foundation repair industry. They have brought their industry forward. They've earned the right to call themselves Advanced Foundation Repair. Again, 214-333-0003. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
I'm Sherry from TNC Ace Hardware on Jacksboro Highway. We're your source for those great home and garden products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
All right. Thank you, Sherry, very, very much. Once again, our phone number, if you'd like to call, as Alan in Bridgeport has called, the number is 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. You're about to see how easy this is. Alan, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Hey, Neil. Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, I planted some hollies this week, or had some planted, quite a few of them, and I've heard you say that they need to be hand-watered the first part, the first year or so. I've heard you say a soaker hose was not good enough, I think. And I just wondered how often, every day, every other day?
Well, the problem, just so you can understand why I'm saying what I do, the problem is that when a holly plant gets too dry, you can't tell it. An average person can't tell. A nurseryman probably can, walking or driving through a big nursery field. Landscape contractors probably can as they look at their plantings. I can tell in my own landscape, but usually by the time you can see that it's changed color, it may be too late. Hollies don't wilt. Now, if they have brand new soft succulent growth that's just popped out and it's still very soft and bends easily, then yeah, you could tell on that it would be wilted and flopping over. But that doesn't stay that way very long. And so it's better to be a little bit too wet than a little bit too dry with hollies. And I've seen so many beautiful hollies that people have invested in die because they should have gotten water there one day earlier. And so it's better to water this time of year. I would say if you use a hose with a bubbler on the end of it. A bubbler is a thing shaped about the size of your fist, and it has holes, a lot of holes in it that are smaller than a pencil in diameter. They're a lot smaller. It's not a water breaker. That would work. But a bubbler has bigger holes than a water breaker does. And it lets you run the hose at full volume, even when there's maximum pressure, and it won't wash the soil away from the surface. And if you were to use that with a water wand, so you don't have to bend over, and just let it run for 30 seconds per plant or 40 seconds, whatever, and soak that soil. And if you did that this time of year at temperatures like we're going to have this weekend of 80 degrees, every 5 days or so, that would be fine.
Okay.
Now, if it drops
okay.
to 45 degrees, you'd go a week or two. If it goes to 90 degrees, maybe 3 or 4 days. What you have to remember is that all of the roots that plant has are still in that original soil ball. And until the first year is up, most of them are going to be there. So it's going to dry out faster than the soil that you're standing on while you're watering. So that's why
okay.
a soaker hose doesn't really do it. You'd have to run the soaker hose for 5 hours, and nobody's going to be willing to do that. They're going to go out and turn it off before it's really soaked clear down to the bottom.
Well, I've planted quite a few of these, and it cost quite a bit, and I just wanted to make sure they stayed alive.
Well, that's the way, and that's a boring way to spend time. How many do you have?
I've planted 20.
Oh, 20's not going to take long. I've usually each year I redo a part of my landscape or change it, and I'll plant 20 or 25, and we'll water those 2 or 3 times a week in the summer, and I'm used to that. It just becomes a part of the routine. I mean, it's, you know, I don't mind doing that because I can't hear the phone ring and there's no interruption.
I don't mind. I hear the birds. I don't mind singing. Either. I just didn't want to overwater either, and I just
you won't. There's no way in Bridgeport, Texas, that you're going to overwater if you water every third or fourth day. It'll be fine. The hollies will appreciate you, and they'll do so much better that way.
All right, Neil. Well, it was helpful. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for the call.
You too.
Have a
you
great
bet.
One.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. You bet. I have seen so many landscapes, even mature landscapes, in the droughts of the last 2 summers in August. We're talking about 10 and 15-year-old hollies that were beautiful, 15-foot-tall hollies, where people didn't realize that the plants were too dry. And all they had to do was water them once or twice in the summer in the case of those big mature plants that were well-established. But no, they let them die. There were some in my city, in the city plantings, and there were some in hospital plantings that I saw in Allen. And it's so sad because they don't know and don't realize it. So anyway, all right, let me tell you about, I have something extremely special to tell you about. I've never used that term before in referring to my book, and I'm about to. So I hope you'll pay attention to this because I have a very limited time offer on I don't know how many, but several hundred, a couple hundred books. They're perfect with one exception. I messed up the signature of them as I was signing them. You know, I sign all the books, and in some cases where I had 2,000 or 3,000 to sign in 5 days, I'd put 3 R's in Sperry, or I'd do this, or I'd do that. Some people wanted them personalized, and I'd sign them to Will instead of Bill or whatever. And so I just set those aside. And there were a few times that I had my books right at the end of one of the printings, the fourth printing, for example, and I didn't have enough to put them on the air. I have 60 books left of the fourth printing. The fifth printing will be in a week. And so I just went without an offer that week, whatever. And so there were several boxes there that were brand new, never opened. And so anyway, I want to clear all of those out. I'm cleaning that part of my garage. I'm getting things done. And so I have put those books. Some of them are third, fourth, and fifth printings. Some of them have missed signs where I have put a white Avery label over and have written Happy Gardening, Neil Sperry, on those. The ones that are brand new books, I've signed. There'll be no personalizations on these. They'll just be my name. But they're $15, folks, instead of $34.95. That's less, a lot less than half price. It's a real deal for you. And that's only until I run out. So don't delay. You have to do it from the website, neilsperry.com. And you won't see it on the homepage of the website. You have to go into the store. I put this in eGardens night before last, and we sold about half of them. It's not going to last very long. So hurry up. And when the count, we have a meter on it, and when it runs to the end. It just shuts it off and the whole offer goes off. You won't be able to order. That's at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com, and click on the book order, and you won't be obligated until you say put it in your cart and yes, I want to buy it. You can either buy it at $34.95 for a sixth printing, and those are the ones I can personalize, or you can buy it at $15 plus tax and postage, and those will just have a signature. So that's a pretty good option. That's neilsperry.com. It's for Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book that has every detail about all the fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening, lawns, landscaping for every county in Texas. Hardback, 840 photos, 344 pages. Go to neilsperry.com. Probably won't have this on the air next week, so you better get it while you can at neilsperry.com.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security, helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services, we light the way you live. For more info, go to lenslighting.com. That's lenslighting.com.
Let me tell you about Ace Hardware right now, and let me tell you why I am so proud to be representing Ace Hardware right here as the sponsor of this entire hour for this entire year. Ace Hardware, there are 40 stores that joined together to sponsor this, and I think you'll find that you will really be treated royally when you go into your local Ace Hardware dealer. If you're looking for a way to prevent weeds for a beautiful lawn all season long, stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer for Scott's Weed-X Prevent with Halts. A single application of Scott's Weed-X Prevent with Halts in the early spring can prevent crabgrass and grass burrs and other problem weeds. Rain, snow, or freezing weather won't affect the product's performance, so you don't have to worry about the elements after you've applied it. That's a good thing. And Halts has been around a long time, proving its effectiveness. You apply it now in the North Central Texas area, and then 90 days from now, so that's going to put you in early June. You need to get it out in the next 2 weeks or so in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then early June, the second application. I would very much recommend that you go ahead and buy your supply now for that early June application, just to make sure you have it on hand. And it wouldn't break my heart if you bought enough to do the third application the first week of September, late August, early September, for the winter grassy weeds. And that would be annual bluegrass, rescue grass, and ryegrass. Those are the weeds you see right now. You have to put Halts out before you can see the weeds. And so those three applications are what you need, and you can get them all at Ace Hardware. And that's Scott's Weed-X Prevent with Halts from Ace Hardware. Ace is the place with great products. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hi, I'm Adil from Plano Ace Hardware. We are your source of those great barbecue products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Adil, very much, very much. A couple of things I want to recommend to you. If you are going to be, if you have a lawn that is still basically brown from the winter, and you have a lot of ugly weeds that are showing up in it, big broadleafed weeds that are ugly, nasty, boisterous, large, plantain, thistles, things of that sort, even henbit starting to bloom now, and clover, dandelions, and you want to scalp your lawn, you're there now. This is the time. Don't wait any longer. Drop the mower one notch. Do it on a day like today when the wind, lawn is basically dry, and wear goggles and wear a good respirator, and bag or rake or whatever you do with the clippings. Don't send them to the landfill and don't leave them on the lawn. You can use them in the compost pile, or you can use them as a thin, maybe a 1-inch layer of mulch beneath your shrubs or in a perennial garden. but don't send them to the landfill. They don't want them. They're filling up fast enough with just all of our garbage. They don't want more stuff that could be better used somewhere else. Many cities have recycling plants for organic waste, so that's a good place to send them. That is the place. Anyway, then get all that cleaned off the lawn, and then you would apply the pre-emergent, either the Halts or Baylan or Dimension, and water lightly, and that will get it dispersed across the surface of the soil. You would fertilize then maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now, maybe 3 weeks from now, about the 1st of April would be ideal. And that would be with an all-nitrogen fertilizer with a third to upwards of 40% of that nitrogen in slow-release form. You can spot treat if you need to, or whatever you need to do, with a broad-leafed weed killer to get rid of clover and dandelions, things that maybe survived the scalping. That's what I would do with my early spring lawn care. I'd also be checking the sprinkler system to make sure it's all functioning properly, just to make sure the heads are aligned and everything is in apple pie order, because it seems invariably over the course of a winter, 4 or 5 of the heads get either bitten off by squirrels or broken off by something, and you need major repairs. So those are not major repairs. You just need repairs. So anyway, those are things I would do for my lawn. If you'd like to call, it's 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. It's really nice to be back after being preempted for an entire month. And I think we have clear sailing now, the balance of springtime. Hope so. 888-787-5543. I'm Neil Sperry. I do this program, and then Mike Bass and I go down the hall, and we do another program on Sunday mornings from sister station WBAP. And the number there is, the frequency is 820 AM or 93.3 FM now, recently. So you can tune us in tomorrow morning from 8 until 9 there. Let me tell you about Whiskey Stone right now and invite you to take a, boy, what a day this would be to go to Whiskey Stone. They are experts in stone and gravel, the decorative side of hardscaping. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. Their phone number, if you need directions or more information, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com is Whiskey Stone. Now, they have every possible kind of stone, whether you're doing a retaining wall or building some kind of a fountain. Maybe you're doing pool decking, or you want a decorative pathway, maybe a patio, whatever it is. They not only have the stone, but if you say, well, I just don't know how to lay stone, they know people who know how to lay stone. They don't do the installation themselves. They deliver anywhere you can hear me, and so that's a nice feature. But they also know people who are outstanding landscape professionals who can build that retaining wall for you, build that beautiful patio. So for all of that, they're very active, very, very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. So give them the call. Give them the visit. 22 acres of glorious stone. You'll love it. That's Whiz-Q Stone once again. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. Open Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News, early voting's over, and voters are prepared to head to the polls in the March 5th primary. We've got Super Tuesday covered. Plus, we're getting into the spring months, and that means travel's starting to ramp up across the country. We'll have some tips for you. I'm Clayton Neville with Laura Sadler. It's DFW's Morning News, weekdays 5 until 9 on 570 KLIF, 96.3 FM HD2, and KLIF.com.
When it comes to your garden, you're the one who calls the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment. so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of that day, your garden is in your hands, and Baylor Scott & White believes that your health should be too. That's why they've made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, that's MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, and get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Now you have your care right there in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. MyBSW Health from Baylor Scott & White Health.
It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful.
Perennials are more popular than ever before, but let's talk about how best to plant them. Perennials need perfect drainage. They also need nearly perfect soil. You can accomplish both by planting them in raised beds that stand several inches above the surrounding grade. Use a glyphosate-type herbicide to eliminate all the existing grass and weeds. Wait a week or two to allow the herbicide ample time to do its work, and then rototill to a depth of 6 to 10 inches. Rear-tine tillers do the best job of pulverizing clay soils. Rake the tilled soil to remove all debris and plant stubble, and then put 6 to 8 inches of organic matter. That might be sphagnum Canadian peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, well-rotted manure, and other organic matter. Actually, a blend works better than any one type of organic matter alone. Prepare that soil carefully, and you could also use up to 1 inch of expanded shale in clays. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com.
I hope you will sign up for eGardens. It's a lot of fun to do it. I spend a couple of days a week writing it for you, and it's a lot of effort put into it. We also have some guest writers who do a beautiful job, so please do consider signing up for it. You can see it at neilsperry.com, and there's always the latest issue there that you can use to pass judgment. Wild Birds Unlimited, this is a great place to go. Lots of bird activity. And they introduce so much color and activity to your yard. You will enjoy watching the birds, feeding the birds. They are beginning their nesting cycle, and you'll enjoy that. We have so much bird activity in our yard, so many songs to be sung, so much joy to be had. And Wild Birds Unlimited gets a lot of that credit. They have brought the best species into our vicinity, into our yard, and they can help you as well. I, of course, go to the McKinney store, Bertie Miller store, at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, right there beside the Tom Thumb store, and that's Hardin, right at El Dorado Parkway. You'll enjoy going in there from the moment you set foot inside the door. They will greet you. They will be there to assist, but they don't hover. If you just want to browse the beautiful merchandise that they have and take a look at all those great feeders, their feeders are designed with birds in mind. They're not just the cheap little things that fall apart in 5 minutes. I have feeders that I got at Wild Birds Unlimited 6 or 7 years ago that look like they're brand new off the racks. Wait till you see them. It's about to be hummingbird season again. Look at their high perch hummingbird feeders. Talk to them. Let them guide you. They are avid bird watchers and bird feeders as employees there. You'll enjoy talking to them. You'll love seeing what they have. And look at the wide breadth of all the different kinds of feeds that they offer. Especially look at their cylinders. That's the star of our backyard. I always get 6 or 8 cylinders because the birds go nuts over them. That's at Wild Birds Unlimited, open Monday through Saturday, 10 until 5. And their address is 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, two doors down from Tom Thumb to the south. That's Wild Birds Unlimited, the McKinney store at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard.
KLIF can be heard on the FM. If you have a newer vehicle, go to KLIF.com/FM to learn how. This is Real News and Information, 570 KLIF, KLIF.com.
And finally, before we go back to the phones, to Sergio and Denton, I want to tell you about Sunburst Shutters. This is one of the greatest things we ever did for our house. We had them installed, made and installed about 13, maybe 14 years ago now. And Bruce Jones and now his son Collins Jones, the owner of the store, the owner of the franchise here for all of Texas. I mean, if you want to work with Sunburst Shutters in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, or Waco, or anywhere in between, it will be the same family ownership management, because that's how they have expanded. Great people, and just a sensational product. Sunburst Shutters are plantation-style shutters. That means that they have large louvers, 2.5, 3.5, and oh my goodness, 4.5-inch louvers. The bigger the louver, the fewer lines you have when you open your Sunburst Shutters. And these shutters are made of polywood, P-O-L-Y. It's a proprietary material that is made specifically for shutter use. They're more energy efficient than wood shutters. They are warp proof, and they don't warp, they don't decay, they're color fast, they don't chip or split or peel or whatever else. They just are fabulous. You can operate them with one hand. Every shutter is made for a specific window in your house. We have them in almost all of our windows, and we love them, and you will too. Sunburst Shutters. Let them come to your home and bring samples. You'll get to meet them that way, and you'll really appreciate the lead. Sunburst Shutters. Phone number 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy from Hewlin Ace Hardware in Fort Worth. Come see us in the Garden Center for all your plants, pottery, and decor. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, back to Neil.
Such a cheerful soul. Thank you, Mandy, very, very much. Thank you. Now let's go back to the phone lines, and we go to Sergio in Denton. Sergio, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
Hello, Neil. I hope the road noise isn't a problem for you, but I had a couple of Nellie R. Stevens, mature Nellie R. Stevens bushes. And over the last couple of years, they were starting to lose branches, die off, and now they're completely dead. And the only thing that's visible is a lot of sapsucker, or what appears to be a lot of sapsucker holes all the way around the trunk. And then I'm also having the same problem with some of my Easter red cedars that are a problem. Are you encountering anything like that? Because I'm seeing that across town here in Denton on several properties, similar thing with the hollies and the cedars.
I have seen it on Nellie R. Stevens hollies. I have seen it on my own. In fact, I bought a tree form Nellie R. Stevens holly and brought it home, planted it, and about 2 days later, I'm out on my driveway with the dog, and I see a woodpecker going after it. And I was less than 100% pleased with that. And so I shoot him off, and the next day he's back again. And so I bought some paper tree wrap and wrapped it all the way up to the bottom branches, and that kind of discouraged him. But then I found him up in the canopy of the tree, going after what little bit he could get to. And I've seen the damage. Because sometimes if the damage isn't too bad, you have noticed probably that you'll get scar tissue and it will heal, but you can tell that they've been attacked. And so I've seen that on some of my larger Nellie R. Stevens hollies. They do like them. It's rare that they will kill them, but I have had a couple of plants that were damaged so badly that the big branches, one trunk, was lost. So, yes, I understand. Now, I've never seen them bother red cedar. There's too much resin in red cedar.
Yeah, it seems to be across different properties I've seen. It starts losing, several branches start browning up, and then I've had to take out a good 6 or 8 of them, and they're pretty large. They're 12, 15 footers, so, and if they're part of my screening.
Are you sure that... Are you seeing the holes of the woodpecker sapsucker damage, or are you just losing the branches?
I'm just losing the branches. I have not seen any damage to the tree, the trunk itself. So I don't think it's a woodpecker problem. I know the last couple years, last year was a really bad bagworm year for my cedars. In fact, it killed a couple of my
arborvitae. I understand. I think there were a lot of spider mite problems last year on red cedars as well. I did have people contact me, and I did see some red cedars. I didn't have it on mine. I have probably 100 red cedars on our 11 acres. I didn't see personally any of them dying, but I saw them out on the countryside where they were out in fence rows and on hillsides where plants would die. And I chalked that up to probably being because I've seen enough droughts in Texas that I don't think it was just the hot, dry weather. I think it was probably spider mites. I don't know that to be the case. I hope it was spider mites. I hope it wasn't one of the diseases that has gotten so many of the other junipers.
Yeah, the cedars make up quite a bit of my screening for the property adjacent to mine, which is a public property. So I'd hate to lose any more, but unfortunately,
you know, what I would do is if you have any of that dieback this spring. When did it start? Did it start in the heat of the summer, or did it start in the spring?
I'm going to say it started last spring is when I started seeing it, and I know they can be pretty thirsty, but I can't get water to them, but they thrived. Even some of the previous years where we had some droughts, they thrived along the fence line, and they've grown. Like I said, several of them are over 15, maybe even close to 20 feet tall. So, but all of a sudden it just started happening.
I have the same thing, and my screening trees are across our creek. I can look out my window right now and see them, and they're 20 feet apart and 20 feet tall. I have not seen that die back here, but I did see it in several places. I'm familiar with it. I don't know the cause. What I'm worried about would be if it started in the spring, would be such as the cankers that have gotten into Leyland cypress and into Blue Point junipers and things of that sort. I don't think it's that. Spider mites were horrible last spring. I would have you checked on Italian cypress or junipers or spider mites ever? Do you know how to do that and how tiny they are?
I think you just take a piece of paper and tap the branch and see if you've got specks coming out of it. Yeah, okay.
That's correct. Yeah. And the mites that get on conifers, on those plants, on Italian cypress and on the various junipers, that mite is an early mite. It is very likely to be out there now, February, March, April. And if you see one that is turning brown, it has a very characteristic look to it, kind of an insipid. The needles just look like they're drying. And if you thump it and you see those starting to move around, that would be what would be causing it. And they will attack red cedars. And they'll attack one red cedar on a hillside out of 30. They have one that they say this one tastes better or whatever it is. So that may be what it was. I did not check last year. I have some mobility issues with my knees that I can't do much with. And so I didn't go crawling across hillsides. But that may be what it is. I don't know. I just have to tell you, I don't know.
I wanted to send you a picture to your Q&A, but it always fills up. But I have I took a snapshot of an emerald ash borer on one of my trees. And unfortunately, there was a couple of bore holes on my chinkapin oak that it's doing okay, but there's definitely several holes that they got in there. And I used a little wire, and it was able to get the actual worm or whatever it's called and got them out.
Yeah.
But
I don't think, but that's not going to be the emerald ash borer. That's going to be some other borer that has gotten in, as they do in red oaks and some of the others. I hate that we now have the emerald ash borer. It seems like every species now is beginning to develop some kind of problem. I would love to see it. I'm going to put you back on hold, or have Mike put you back on hold, and he will give you a way to get a message to me. He has an inside passage. He'll do that.
Okay.
Sergio, I really enjoyed the call. Are you in the business, or are you a
I'm like Johnny Appleseed. I like planting trees all around my property, so I hate to lose any, because I spent almost 30 years planting trees around my property. So
I understand. I'll try to help you and stay on right now. Mike will give you a way to get a message to me.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Have a good one. You betcha. Thank you. All right, let me tell you about Callaway's, if you would. Callaway's Nursery. Geraniums are at their very best this time of year. They're colorful. The colors are so intense. Reward yourself with these wonderful plants. You'll find geraniums in all your favorite colors at your local Callaway's Nursery. Geraniums bloom in many shades, including all-time favorites like red or pink. You'll also love them in dazzling rose and bright violet and white. They have them all. Callaway's offers you unmatched quality of these much-loved spring bloomers at all their neighborhood Callaway's Nursery locations. For a flash of instant color, add geraniums to containers at your front door or on your patio. In addition to their long-lasting blooms, geraniums are delightfully easy to care for, making them ideal for everyone. You can even bring them inside to use as cut flowers. Showcase a few geranium stems in your favorite vase. Add distinction to any area. Founded in Texas by Texans. You know, let me say that differently. I'm calling my own shot here. Founded in Texas by my friends. You can always count on Callaway's to bring you the very best in plants and expert advice for our area. And everything is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Callaway's Nursery also offers Pick and Plant, where you can select everything you want to add to your landscape and let them do the work. This way you have more time to relax and enjoy your new spring garden. Shop local at any of their community stores or order online at callaways.com. They're open 7 days a week from 9 to 6 for your shopping convenience. That's Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. It's callaways.com.
This is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. I hope you never need their services, but if you do, you will be so glad they're available. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Give them a call for that free home inspection. 214-333-0003. They are the best. I know from firsthand experience. That's Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Arborological Services. These folks are the best. When you can say about somebody that they are the best, then that leaves no room for anybody else to creep in above. Arborological Services, founded more than 43 years ago, and they've been proving how good they are ever since. Steve Hauser, Russell Peters, Kevin Bassett, Arborist of the Year for the state of Texas. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists leading their teams. They have a 13-time Texas State Tree Climbing Champion on their team. Miguel Paston is. In fact, heads up the crew that comes to our house and works on our trees. They are the only people who will ever work on our trees. That's why I want the best on our trees. They are the best. 866-552-7267. That's the phone number to get their service to your home. Arborological Services. Now, they only serve the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is not some national company with just a local franchise. Not at all. They are strictly local. And Steve made the decision many years ago that all I want is to be the best I can be for the trees in my town. 866-552-7267. On the web, their website is very useful. It's arborological.com. 866-552-7267. It's Arborological Services.
I'm Mike from Grand Prairie Ace Hardware. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, who's there to answer your questions. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Mike, very, very much. I am proud to have Ace as my sponsor of this entire hour, this entire year. And one of the features that we have had for a long time is to have the very best pastor in North Central Texas, Pastor Tommy Brummett from the First United Methodist Church of downtown McKinney. And Pastor Tommy Brummett joins us right here, right now. Isn't that right, Tommy?
Neil, that's exactly right. It's been a while since we've been on the radio together.
It has. Those horn frogs, they're just crowding us out, but we got it back. By golly, we prevailed. So there we are. So I want to start with church things first. If somebody wanted to come visit us tomorrow morning at First United Methodist Church, 315 North Church Street in downtown McKinney, they would be blessed with Holy Communion because it's the first Sunday of the month. And would they be welcome there?
You know, Neil, everybody's welcome. Everybody is welcome. We have an open church, and our communion table is an open table to all who would come. We're going to have services tomorrow at 8, 9, 10:05, and 11:10. Our 10:05 service is live streamed. We have our contemporary services. We have services at our church at Melissa, and all of that can be found on our website at sharingtheheart.org.
Yes, that's it's a wonderful church, and Lynn and I are so proud to be members, and Joseph, and tall Joseph now, Joseph who used to be an acolyte, and now doesn't qualify, doesn't fit the robes anymore.
Oh, saw him last Sunday, I just couldn't believe it, but everybody is welcome here, Neil. It's Lent, so we're moving toward Easter, and we're doing that under the theme, as you indicated when you introduced this, right here, right now. We're called to be the church. We're called to be God's people right here and right now. It's a good Lent. Absolutely. Yes, you are a professional, my friend.
That's right.
But yes, it's going to be a great Lent. Y'all come join us as we move toward Easter together.
We can do that. All right. Now, I have a question for you because when you responded, yes, I can. I'd love, absolutely was the phrase about joining me this afternoon. And you said that you had seen an unusual bird, and I said, I'll do my homework, but I got to tell you, this particular bird can't live around here and do its work in this soil. Tell us what the bird is. Where did you see it?
So I went down to the Bolivar Peninsula, near Galveston, and spent a few days, and we found a burrowing owl. They're about 9 inches tall, about the height of a robin. And anywhere there's loose soil, sandy soil in our state, burrowing owls can find a home. They used to often live in prairie dog towns, in prairie dog burrows, but habitat has changed, and and the plains have changed. We're paving over everything, so they have a little harder time. But there are a lot. There are many communities down in Florida in the sandy soil on the Gulf Coast of Texas. They're not uncommon to see, but this is the first one I ever laid eyes on, Neil, and they are beautiful, beautiful little birds. One of our great owl species, burrowing owls.
How fun. Well, it looks tiny. I went to All About Birds from Cornell, and it looks so tiny and slender. It would have to be to go through the burrows, and ambitious to be able to do all that digging. That's just amazing. I didn't know.
They are amazing. Little skinny-legged, long-legged little owls. They do their work during the day, so you can see them during the day where they're hunting insects and rodents. And if you want to know where to go in Bolivar to see one, I can give you directions right to his house.
Just ask after church tomorrow, right?
Just ask after church, that's right.
You have to come to church to find out.
That's right.
All right. That sounds like fun. Now there was something else I was going to ask, and that took me off track on it. But anyway, I was going to comment to you. We have been outside a good bit, working on books and cleaning the garage and just meandering around on the driveway. And Tommy, I believe I may have to get earplugs. We have fed the titmice in our feeders enough that we have a crowd of them. And they need to get a second song. They just need another song.
Yeah. That little Peter, they said, that'll go on forever, won't it?
Yes. And then they echo, they answer each other, and that's all you can hear. Oh, my goodness.
I think we
have 20 of them. They all talk to each other, and they only have the two-note song. Oh, goodness. Well, birdwatch, if you haven't guessed, folks, Pastor Tommy is an avid birdwatcher. And you and Eve were down there last weekend. How many birds? You said you saw 40 or 50?
We saw just a little over 60 species of birds during the 5 days we were down there. A lot of birds winter on the Texas Gulf Coast. And so it's a great time in winter to go down and look for birds. And the weather was beautiful, and the Texas Gulf Coast. It's a place to go visit.
It is a fun place. It's a great state we live in, and they all fly over our heads as they go north. Then,
yes, they
Pastor
do.
And
it's a joy to be with
Tommy
you, Brummett.
Tommy, I'm just going to give the plug for the church tomorrow. Pastor Tommy Brummett, First United Methodist Church, and you too can and will be welcomed. If you'll just join us tomorrow at 8, 9, 10:05, and 11:10. It live streams also, if that's easier for you, if you're a long ways away. It's sharingtheheart.org, the 10:05 service. So thank you very much, Tommy. And to all of you who have listened, thank you very, very much. Mike Bass, nice job. Until next week, happy gardening.